You're with SBS Radio.
We visited my cousin, mm-hmm. and she's a diversional therapist. So we visited her one day, and I saw a little painting mm-hmm. in a little, like, sort of a basket.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, that is mm-hmm. beautiful. Mm-hmm. I just said, it's beautiful, because it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said to me, how you could do that? I said, no way. I said, I'm not an artist. She said, you can't. Oh, no. I said, no, it's okay.
Uh-huh.
And then she said to me, you know what, Ellen, it's very, very popular now.
Mm-hmm.
Masyado sabi niya na in the market ngayon,
mm-hmm.
yung folk art.
Okay.
And I said, what is folk art? I know only folk dance. But anyhow, she said, folk art. And of course, I know what is a folk art.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm just making a joke out of it.
Yeah.
I knew that folk art originated from European countries when it's actually like maginaw or wala silang mag- Christmas time. That's how it started.
Uh-huh.
So they paint their furniture, they copied yung mga rich people because they couldn't afford those rich the furniture of the rich people that are painted. So the common people, that's the folks.
What are the things that they paint there? Like
they traditionally they paint like tulips and other mm-hmm. little roses and things. At mm-hmm. saka nakakatuwa kasi yung roses nila is very traditional.
Okay.
Yung they're not very realistic, but mm-hmm. that's what comes out of their mind, how it looks like. So that's how that's folk art. So mm-hmm. my cousin said to me, ano ngayon yan? Popular ngayon yung folk art, sabi niya. Oh, that's nice, I said to her. So, anyway, I said, if it is popular, mm-hmm. I said, oh, maybe I could sell the paints.
Mm-hmm.
Yun lang sinabi ko.
Mm-hmm.
When Tess started talking about selling the products, mm-hmm. so I did, mm-hmm. all right? And I said, maybe I could do that because I already have a little business, like from Marrickville. I used to have a big shop in Marrickville. When we came to Australia in 1987,
mm-hmm.
we started a big cane shop with somebody else. Cane and Craft, we call it. It's called Village Cane and Craft.
Okay.
It means to say that the craft that came from the Philippines,
mm-hmm.
My husband and somebody else were importing it. And
okay.
he asked us to be partner sa negosyo niya.
Okay.
After that, we closed that down kasi it was recession time. So I moved to a little smaller shop here in St. Mary's. Mm-hmm. Went around and I found a little shop near the station here at St.
Okay.
Mary's. So that started it, and then I landed into flower arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, selling the products that Test asked me to do, and I started selling, going back now to folk art, I started selling Jo Sonia paints.
Mm-hmm.
And then people would be asking me like, oh, you're selling this, could you get me this? I said, okay, I'll get you that.
Okay, they're asking more. Okay.
So more. So after that, they were asking me, how do you use this?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where mm-hmm. I thought, I don't have the knowledge.
Okay.
So
okay.
we go, where do you go painting?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we just go to the community center. Mm-hmm. We just pay something like this. And I said, I think I should do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I did, so that I could explain my products more.
Okay.
Not really wanting to paint because I don't have any idea.
Okay, but just to explain your products.
That's right, because I think I believe that you cannot sell your products if you don't know your product.
Okay.
So anyhow, I went there for 6 months, and I loved that. I
mm-hmm.
really loved it. I was doing little teddy bears, roses,
okay.
Daisies.
Mm-hmm.
After 6 months doing it, I just thought, I haven't got the time anymore because mm-hmm. I have my shop. So I started
mm-hmm.
just practicing at the shop, like little daisies. I will paint the whole table. You would not believe it. Like, I will just practice all the daisies and...
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why I like just to do it, and the table was full of
daisies. And what colors are the daisies?
They were different. Yeah. Sometimes I paint strawberries just on the table. Mm-hmm. And people were actually saying, "Oh, do you do that?" I said, "Not really, but I do it." And then one person said to me, "Do you teach?" I said, "I'm not teaching, but you could sit along beside me, or whatever. Like I said, you could come here and
observe me,
or sit beside me, and we could do it together." Okay. So that one person became two, became three, and it just grew. Somebody asked, because it was an open shop, what I had there, there's no door, or there was no door. People just could come in, and somebody saw us doing it. And this lady said, "Oh, you're doing that. Can I join you next week?" I said, "Yeah, you could join us." It became very, very popular. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't accommodate any more the people on that little table.
Oh, wow.
So I have to take out the a little storeroom that I have, so I could have more people. Uh-huh. After 6 months going back to that, again, God sent another, probably another opportunity for me.
What was that
opportunity? And the opportunity is this: somebody asked me if he could publish my work. I said to him, "Look, you could come and have a look at my work first." He came, and then he saw what I was doing, and he said to me, "This is perfect for a little book for you." And that started it. And this is Top Mill Company. His name is Maurice Kelly. So he made me one book. And but before that, before I finished my book, actually something happened to me. I had anaphylactic shock.
What's
the anaphylactic shock is, actually I ate ice cream with macadamia nuts, and I had a big allergy on that macadamia nuts that my breathing passages closed.
Okay.
So I lost my consciousness. I was in the hospital for 10 days, sort of like that. So my family was worried. And the doctor actually mentioned to my family that there's very little chance for your mom to come back to life. That was sad, isn't it? Really, the doctor would say, "No, if your mom would come back to life, either she is a vegetable or..." It was very, very bad. And I was only 40.
Very young.
44, I think. I was 44. Mm-hmm. After probably a few days, next day or so, I opened my eyes. I saw my husband, the doctors, everybody around me, the paramedics. And then I asked my husband for a pen. I cannot talk. I just asked him like this. Because they were just waiting if I would be a vegetable or my mind is not working anymore. So when I asked for a pen and paper, then I started writing down dates and who to contact, phone numbers and things like that. I was actually preparing for the first Christmas exhibition. I could see them just clapping after I handed my the note to my husband.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They were like this, and they knew that I'm alert.
When they saw you writing that,
it must have been
like a great relief for them.
Oh, for
Ellen.
Them, yes.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
And the last thing that I have said to my family when I couldn't breathe anymore, I tell Saiva, "You cannot say anything, but just say, I love you. I love you." There's another thing that I have noticed with myself, with the family. I said to myself, if I'm patient with my students, I should be more patient with my family.
Okay.
One thing with relationship, isn't it? You respect each other.
Okay.
Which is
good. Yeah.
Because here I always tell my students, respect each other. Or if somebody, you would not believe so, there are so many depressed people who comes here. And every time they call me, I should not have given them my phone number. But then Ellen, I said to myself, 5 minutes talk or 3 minutes will make them happy. Why not? So I just let them. And I am saying to myself too, even with your, for example, I know you, I'm a married person, and it's not always easy to be a mother, to be a wife.
Different hats.
And
different
I'm very
hats.
Busy with my work. And I always tell myself, yeah, be patient with everything at home. Be a good listener to your husband and to your children. And I have observed that, and I've been really tapping my back
all this time.
I've been really trying my best, and I know that I could feel that.
You know in your heart that you're doing a good job.
Yes, and I don't argue. I don't for example, something disagree.
Okay.
It's no good to disagree. Like, for example, you really don't like what he said or what he said to you. Maybe you could say, that's a point. You know, like, instead of starting a big argument because you know something and he knows something and you are both intelligent or whatever, if you call it smart and things, why prolong? It happened already, like, maybe years ago that when you were younger, you always have to fight on something that is useless.
Yeah.
I don't want that anymore.
It's more wanting to be superior, maybe.
Maybe, or because you know that you have a better reasoning or something like that. And guess you just wanted to prove that your point is right or better. But I think, now, as I've said, my students are teaching me to be a better person every day too.
Yeah.
After 6 months, remember I had anaphylactic shock and all those things. So I was doing my book for this publisher. I was so happy. I said, wow, why would I say no to this? And I'm just nobody. And he asked me. So I said, well, let's just do it.
Okay.
So I said to him, okay, I'll do it for you. And he said, I'll come back after 3 or 4 months. I started doing it, and my work was on the table, some of my work that I was starting. And I went to the hospital, and then when I came back in December before Christmas, it was still there, and my children said, Mom, we left what you have been doing. That was nice. The painting, the sketches, and everything that I was doing for the book, we left it there. I said, that's nice. Isn't it? So it happened in February. It all happened that I was able to submit my projects to him. After 6 months, it was published all over Australia.
Wow.
That was lovely.
Around the country.
In the news agents, you could see my first decorative painting book, folk art book by Ellen Valentine. I said, I couldn't believe it. I said, I couldn't really believe that I could do this. But that was the start of it. And I thank Maurice Kelly for that, for trusting me, you know? So he asked me one book, and it was followed by another two. And it was beautiful for people to be calling me and saying, I love your work, or this is the first work that we have seen with instructions and things. So it was really very, they acknowledged it so much. So that was nice. And then it was followed by the other two books that I handed to you. Yeah, and these two, that was our own publishing now. My husband was the photographer. I think one of those, my husband was the photographer. And then my son was the design and production by Kenneth. I think I have achieved so much, but I couldn't really say that I would stop, you know? Because going back to the folk art, as I said, when I wasn't painting much, everything is nice.
Yeah.
Like, when I look back now, I call it the Hall of Fame. I still have my first work up there.
Okay.
I said, oh, I tell you honestly, every time I paint, I said, oh, I don't think I like this, but I continue. When you finish it, I tell you, when you finish something, when everything is there, it creates a... It is an art.
Okay.
It will all go together.
Okay.
Never stop learning. Yeah. Never stop learning.
Okay.
Yata matatapos yun eh. I couldn't be selfish. I'm just happy that they like what I have done, and they could enjoy. They learn from what I have done.
But others are, you know, really, you know, selfish.
I don't know. I think they are.
What they do.
I would say they're insecure.
Yeah. They're.
How about that?
Yeah.
Very insecure.
Yeah.
I don't think I could be insecure. Yeah, because I appreciate other people's work, and nobody could get your talent anyway. It will be all different, isn't it?
So you're very open to.
Yes, I am. Like, I mean to say, I think that's the thing I wanted to share, what I know to my students.
Okay.
Yeah, but they have also their own talent, so they could tell me. They could tell me like, Ellen, I want to do it this way. Well, and good, you do it that way. Mm-hmm. And I learned from my students too, because if they wanted me to teach them something beyond their ability or my ability, I will try my best to get that ability.
What would be the painting or artwork that you still dream of doing?
Okay, that's a very good question, Saba, because I'm already thinking of what's ahead of me.
Okay.
As I've said, as we discussed earlier, I started as a folk artist. And then we moved on. That's why the studio is still here for 25 wonderful years. We're still here and we keep on moving on. Means to say that different people, they come to me and ask me to do different things. Not only like folk art, but landscapes and portraits, as you have seen in our exhibition, right? Plus, we have young generation coming in. This is where I want to extend again or to move a little more for a different style of painting. Since I have young people coming, I want modern art. See? I like to have that in my studio. And I think my studio would flourish more and will actually attract younger generation to come. I believe that any organization would only flourish if there are young people coming in to your studio.
Okay.
Like, I have started it now. I have from 6 to 8 and 9 to 12 and the young artists, young adults. And I have to introduce this to them like modern painting. Actually, what I'm painting now is not a real thing. I'm painting a blue water. I didn't realize because there was somebody who asked me, Ellen, can we paint blue water? I said, that's interesting.
No one has tried that before.
No one? I said, I tried, but because I'm a person now that if I paint something, I research. Even the petals of flowers now that I learned to paint the real things, I count the petals. So when I paint it, it's real, okay? And if, for example...
It requires research as well.
For example, I paint gum trees. I will see to it that the bark are coming out of something like this. I just wanted to make it more real. But I don't want to control myself into the realistic thing.
That's you why want to make it as realistic as possible.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I want to explore into something else, into another horizon that would cater for everyone.
Okay.
Like, for example, like I'm saying, I like to explore more on the modern art. I'm painting this, going back to that blue water, I have started it. But before I even wanted to finish it, I researched. And I found out there's no blue water.
Okay, there's no.
And then I found it. It's there, and it's inviting me to finish it.
Okay.
Then I researched, and I encountered something about it, and it said there's this man named Doug Baker. I Googled it because I like to know the history of the flower. It says there that this man painted the water to protect his plantation from thieves. So there is this flower, the picture of the blue water on Google. If you Google it, you will see it. And I thought, it's not real. So anyhow, I said, I told my students, I'm starting it, but I'm gonna tell you it's not real. And I showed them how I am starting. Said, it's nice.
They like it.
I painted a vase, and it's the waters are in the vase, and I had more ideas. And then looking at the exhibition, who won the first prize in flower section? the blue hibiscus. It's different.
Yeah.
But there's no blue hibiscus. But look at that. It's so modern.
Yeah, very nice.
If that won the first prize, they like modern things. This blue water will be a hit if I make it amazing and magnificent.
You know, you could try something that's
different.
Different, yeah.
That's the start of the year. Mm-hmm. Something unusual.
You also have an Aboriginal.
I have an Aboriginal lady. See that one there?
Yeah.
I start her. I'm encouraging her to teach you on a Friday. I will sit down with her. And she said, I'm so intimidated to do that because you're so good. I said, no, I want to relax. I want to sit down with you. We'll get some students for you. Because I want to widen the horizon of the show. And I want to get Edgar Aragon for that caricature faces.
Wow.
Something different next
Amazing.
Year.
Yeah,
something different really next year.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.